I'm Chris Rubbelo with a report on Dr. David Brailer's new private equity fund and his partnership with CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement Fund. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. When he was the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, Dr. David Brailer pushed for change from within the healthcare system. Now the economist physician is outside the system, pushing to change the healthcare landscape by bankrolling efforts in the private sector.
Health Evolution Partners is a private equity company that will make investments in companies that can improve the quality, efficiency, and consumer control of healthcare. What that means at the very bottom line is we're going to be investing in companies that have largely been overlooked by the capital markets, but companies are going to become very important in the new paradigm of healthcare. And we're going to be bringing them financial capital and a lot of expertise and know-how to help them become successful, large national companies.
CalPERS, the largest public pension fund in the country, has committed $700 million to Health Evolution Partners. As the nation's third largest purchaser of healthcare, CalPERS wants to drive down the costs of caring for its 1.2 million enrollees while making money on its investment. CalPERS spokesperson, Clark McKinley.
We're very excited about this because it's a tremendous synergy. This is more than throwing money at the problem.
Brailer is looking at a wide range of investments, from companies that identify biomarkers of disease to brick-and-mortar treatment centers. Brailer won't be leaving health IT behind, but that won't be his only interest.
While I don't think that we would be doing primarily investing in information technologies, I'm very interested in information-mediated services, in the combination of information tools with people, with not just some technology that can remotely sense whether or not you are up and walking around, but that combined with the appropriately trained nurses that could all work together to offset or work with doctors. I think these solutions are what we need in the healthcare space. I invested personally in electronic health records 12 or 15 years ago, and I think that market is somewhat saturated now, but I'm always looking for the new model or the new idea that can disrupt what's happening in the industry. But I think it is fair to say that we are not a health information technology fund. In fact, I think we will be quite broadly spread across the healthcare industry, and particularly because we're a healthcare vertical, we'll be investing from seed capital up through buyouts. So, you know, I think we'll be finding opportunities up and down the industry.
At this point, CalPERS is Health Evolution Partners' sole investor. The pension fund will be working closely with Brailer to target needed change in the state, with the hope that successes in California will spread nationwide. One obvious problem is the lack of managed care coverage in rural counties, a situation that forces people to seek more costly treatment in emergency departments. CalPERS' Clark McKinley.
If we can find a company out there that can operate urgent care centers in rural counties where we actually have the people and we can actually pump in some capital, then we might be able to solve that problem. The idea is that if we can really get started here in California where we have this, you know, huge population anyway, start with our own people and then see if we can get some solutions that will fly nationwide that can be replicated, then we can really get something rolling. So if we can find a silver bullet, say, for the urgent care need for people in rural counties and get that integrated into our own program successfully with good investment returns, then that's something that might work in other states as well. So, yeah, that's the way it would go.
Brailer clearly believes that the healthcare system is changing and that his investment efforts will put worthy companies ahead of the curve in terms of providing better care at lower costs. It's also obvious that the former government appointee is relishing his new free market clout.
You know, I long ago, from behaviors that I've evidenced in other jobs, have not been satisfied to simply have good ideas and to hope for the best. So to have substantial and decisive throw weight behind my ideas so I can work with like-minded people and be able to pursue good ideas without anyone else intermediating them or slowing them down is an incredible opportunity. And so we're going to seek out the entrepreneurs and the other investors and the people that understand that this change that's coming in the healthcare market makes enormously good financial sense. And you can't start investing the day that it seems obvious. By that time, our companies will be in great positions because they'll be far ahead. And we're going to work with them, and we're going to do something that has just not been done in the healthcare industry.
Braler expects to make his first direct investment by the end of the year. He'll open his fund to other investors sometime in 2008. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.